Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Nida Chaf Beis, Nida 22b, pagination is 44. We're going to go back to the Mishnah upon which we will be commenting, and that can be found on Nida Chaf Aleph 21a, pagination 41, where the Perek began. Six lines into the Mishnah, the Mishnah states, this is Perek Hamapeles, cases of miscarriage. Hamapeles kimin dogim chagovim shkatzim urimosim. A woman has a miscarriage, and what comes out looks like a fish, like a grasshopper, or some other creepy crawly. And the question over here is that called a birth? A birth, by definition, has certain laws of tuma associated with it. Certain number of days she'll be forbidden to her husband, whatever the ritual requirements are. Im yesh imahem dam tameya, the Mishnah rules that it's not a birth. That's not called a miscarriage. It's not called human. If it has blood, so then it's uterine blood, and she's tameya, like a nida. V'imlav tahora, but the emission of this thing alone is not going to make her tame. So that's the first case where the item involved is very far out. This is not a human miscarriage of any conventional sense. The Mishnah continues with something that is a machlokas. Hamapeles min behema chaya va'of. If she has a miscarriage of what appears to be an animal or a bird, bein temeim bein tahorim, whether they're non-kosher animal birds or kosher animals or birds, im zachar, if it's a male, teshev lezachar, she has the rules of childbirth of a male, miscarriage of a male. V'imnekeva teshev lenekeva, and if it's a female, then it has the rules of a female. It's being recognized as a birth. V'im'ein yadua, and if you can't tell what it is, male or female, teshev lezachar v'lenekeva, divrei Rab Meir, these are the words of Rab Meir. In that case, you would have to do male and female, chumras, everything to cover yourself because it's being recognized as a birth. But the Chachamim say in this case of Behema Chayava Of, just like we did in the previous case. And it's not going to be recognized as a birth, just like a fish. Kol She'embo Mitzuras Adam Eino Vlad. If it doesn't have the appearance of a human, it's not considered a child. Now, if it had the appearance of a person in terms of its face, then this miscarriage would have to be dealt with on the level of a human. But if it doesn't have human appearance, then the Chachamim still argue, even in the case that's Behema Chayava Of, and they categorize it exactly like we did the first case of Dagim of fish. Let's enter our Gemara, which is Chaf Beis Amid Beis, 22b, pagination 44. And in the last third of the page, at the end of a line out of two dots, Hamapeles, there's a miscarriage, Kimin Behema, that looks like an animal. And this, you'll remember from a moment ago, is the Machlokas, Reb Meir, and the Chachamim. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, my time of Rav Meir. What's the reasoning of Rav Meir? Hoil v'nem rabo yitzira ka'adam. Because the word yitzira of its creation was used just like by a person. And therefore there's a comparison. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi is midway on the page. The first word on the line is Bishmaitin, and then we begin. Yitzira. The Pasuk says, Vayotzer Hashem Elokim es chayas hasada ve'esof hashamayim. Hashem made the animals. Uksiv ba'adam. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es ha'adam ofer minu adama. Hashem created mankind, man, from the dirt. And therefore, these two words, vayitzer, cause us to have a comparison, just like a human being would be considered a miscarriage. So the behemah chayav ha'of, on some level, is comparable, and such a miscarriage would be recognized as a human miscarriage with all of its attendant ramifications in ritual impurity. V'rabbanon, Rashi continues, and the Rabbanon, who argue and say it has to have tsuras adam to be called a miscarriage, leslu gzeira shava, they don't agree with that comparison. The word vayitzer doesn't do it for us, and it's dependent on tsuras ha'adam. In halacha, this is actually brought, siman kuf tzadi dalid, sif gimel, in Hilchas Nida, and the Mechaber groups the cases together as one ruling. Hama Peles, a woman who has a miscarriage, kimin behema chayav ha'of, either of an animal, or kimin dogim v'chagavim shkatzim ramasim, fish, grasshoppers, and other creepy crawlies. V'chol tsuros v'lad o shfir o shulya o chaticha shekaruha v'yesh ba'etzem, and it has a bone, they checked it, and the miscarriage material has a bone, says the Mechaber, achshav she'enu nebikiyim b'tsuros, nowadays that we're not experts in what's called tsuras havlad, does it appear like a human? We're not experts at that. Choshesh livlad, she's going to have to do the rules as if it was a miscarriage, a child. That's presumably not what we were expecting. Because in the case of Dagim, Chagavim, Shkatzim, Ramasim, the fish, grasshoppers, and other creepies, so the Mishnah itself ruled, no contest, that it's not considered a childbirth. It's not considered a miscarriage. We would have expected, at least in that case, the ruling should be that it's not a childbirth. Also, in the case of Bechema Chaya Va'of, it's a machlokas Reb Meir and the Chachamim, we might have expected that we paskin like the Chachamim, that it needs a Tzuras Adam. And the Mechaber, based on logistics, we'll call it, educational logistics. The fact is, in our generation, we're not experts, therefore, we aren't able to rule what the tsura, what the appearance is, and as long as it has a bone, the Mechaber says, we have to be machmir. The Gra, in fact, Sifkaten Yud Gimel, expresses this. Ve'af agav de dogim, v'chagavim, u'shkatzim, u'remasim, ein bo safek klal, there's no doubt at all. The Mishnah clearly paskind without disagreement. Nevertheless, mishum delo b'kainon b'tsuros, but as the Mechaber explained, since we're not experts in these details, we're not able to rule leniently, and all are considered a childbirth, a miscarriage status. In general, when we encounter such a halacha, that's a roller coaster. You thought that for sure this is going to be permitted, and then it turns out definitively forbidden. So we attribute that ruling to the fact that we're in Galus. If we had a Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin would have the proper Mesorah tradition and the proper collective understanding to issue a ruling, and it's because we're in Galus that we have these types of things where we're not definitive, but that's the ruling, that it's not able to be disregarded, and we have to include it in the concern of being a childbirth with its ritual ramifications. Now, the wording of the Chachamim in the Mishnah was, if it doesn't have a Tzuras Adam, then Eino Vlad, it's not a child. So apparently somebody took that statement out of context, and the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkat and Hay brings Shenishal, a certain authority was asked, regarding a woman that gave birth to a male, they were able to identify that, Bishinuyim Gidolim Demus Adam Udemus Chaya, to a child, Rachmana Litzlan, that had the appearance of a person and an animal. And the question was, if you're allowed to kill the child directly or indirectly, and someone wanted to invoke out of context the expression, if it doesn't have Tzuras Adam, Eino Vlad, it's not a child, it's not a human. And he writes that that's a total misunderstanding of our topic. We only said that if it doesn't have the appearance of a human, Eino Vlad was talking about whether the woman is ritually impure. But we were talking totally about a case of a miscarriage. If the child's alive, that's a whole different game. We were talking always the child's dead and we want to know if the woman is ritually impure or not. Here, you have a child. There are abnormalities, disformities. It's very sad. It's very serious. Where are you going with this? Also, even on topic, it has a Tzuras Adam. Just because it has abnormalities doesn't take it out from the judgment call of Tzuras Adam. And therefore he writes, Chalila, it's forbidden, heaven forfend, L'shum Adam L'shloach Yad L'fkoa, for any person to do anything proactively against this child, or to starve the child, that would be considered murder. I mention it because we have to be so careful when we're learning something to remember the context. The context here was a miscarriage. Child's dead. The question is what in front of us considered a child that died, and it's considered a childbirth, a miscarriage in our terminology, or was it considered nothing? And the ruling in any case in the Mechaber is that we're not such experts to know the difference, and therefore she would observe the ritual impurity laws. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.